This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited today, NBA champion of the Chicago Bulls, 93 team. I have to mention this, former New York Knick, one of my favorite teams growing up. One of the earliest three-point specialists and season leader and champion for youth education, athletics, and well-being, and philanthropy. Trent Tucker, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
I know there's this phenomena going around with Last Dance right now, but I would love to start and talk about you. You 11 years in the NBA, a leader in what you do. This is the Business Leadership Series, and we focus on exceptional leadership and learning from lessons in life, and who better to learn from than somebody that's done it. And I'd love to hear for a few minutes about you and just some highlights from you growing up to getting into the NBA, just some things that stand out to you.
You know, growing up as a kid in Flint, Michigan, you know, I had the great fortune of having a mother and father in the household, you know, who was able to kind of put me on the right track mentally and steer me down the right road to make sure that I was always trying to do the right things. And for most young people today, you know, trying to do the right thing, I think, is the key, because they're going to make some mistakes along the way. But outside of my initial family, my mother and father and my three older brothers, the community was always there to support us as well. And I think when you're able to have, you know, community members who are willing to give of their time and sacrifice to allow young people, you know, to see life differently, a sense of hope, you know, that the future can be bright. You know, I was very, very fortunate to have all those people along the way to give me a chance to be successful.
Yeah, I love that. Tell me about some of the highlights with you when you found out, as you continued to excel in sports, and you went as number six in the draft. It's incredible. Tell me about that feeling. I mean, you were amazing, you're great, but then to get that accolade and then going into the next level, what was that feeling like? Do you remember that?
You know, in high school, competition basketball in Flint was very, very tough. And I had, you know, good coaches who taught me the fundamentals. And as I continued to grow as a basketball player, you know, I had to find other people who had become successful, you know, in the game that I love so much, and to reach out, you know, to some of the guys that I was at home, to figure out, you know, what did I need to do as a young person to put myself in a position one day maybe to play basketball. Then I was able to go on from Flint to the University of Minnesota to play college basketball for 4 years under Jim Dutch. It is hard work, dedication, you know, making sure that you pay attention to details, try to avoid some of the things that can take you off track. But for me, I believe the most important thing was to surround myself with people who thought like me. And by being in that environment, it always kept you on the right track. My teammates were great. We had a very good basketball team in my senior year. And like I mentioned before, there are so many people who want to play a critical role in your success. And I just thank all of those people who were there along the way to make it.